bad for you. Would I be able to, like, put him into the call with us?
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. Oh, I have Chris here, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, thank you, Tara. I appreciate that. Hunter,
thank
how you doing? Yeah, you
doing
can,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you can absolutely bring him in the call. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I'm Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here in the area, and I know you were speaking to Tara. A lot of good notes. Congrats on starting your new business. I think you guys have about 2 months in, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, HVAC is a definitely an industry that's like all year round. So I just got a unit installed last year. They're not cheap. I went with the
Goodman. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Goodman, I think it's called. I'm not quite sure. It's something with a G.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was like 15 grand to get it all up there, and that it is crazy. So, but hey, I live.
You call me, Chris. That's okay.
Well, most definitely. Well, here's the thing. If I were able to find your company online, I would most definitely find you, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely, right. If we would have been on Google.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, so that's what we do in a nutshell. Our, you know, our job as a Google partner is to find the right company to get listed on that first page of Google. And basically what we do is we get you optimized, you know, for the keywords, meaning the services you offer, to make sure that you're being found as a top recommended option. So I see you got a couple things online. I think you got a website as well. Man, that's really cool that you got a lot of things going on already starting off the business, which is really, really good.
You know what, I don't mean to cut you off. I actually explained it to the nice lady. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names also. Tara, right?
Tara, yeah, that's correct.
Yes, got it. Okay. One thing I was just going to mention is my truck. I'm in my work truck. It's like delayed. So when I talk, I literally feel like I always cut Tara or in your case, you. I feel like I'm always cutting who I'm talking to off.
Oh, you're fine. No.
I just wanted you to know that's not the case. It's just a little delayed.
No, no worries. I can hear you perfectly fine. And, you know, trust me, we're, you know, it's completely fine. You sound good. And I'm pretty sure it's on your end that, like, you hear a delay on your end, right? Is that what it is?
That's probably what it is because I can also hear my own voice, which...
Yeah, that happens. That happens to me a lot. So, yeah, no worries. I mean, that's completely fine. So basically what we're trying to achieve here is to make sure that you're getting programmed for the right keywords to make sure that you're coming up on that first page of Google. So I know you're in Webster, New York, and I think you guys are able to travel a little bit more further to get new clients coming in, maybe about a 50-mile radius, I would say, right, an hour. I think Tara put here in the notes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. Yeah, so, you know, you got companies like Crossfield Heating and Cooling, Kane, United Heating and Air LLC. You got Napora, I think that's what it's called, Tristan.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's just kind of some examples of companies that are listed there, and that's where we can get you programmed in. Now, as far as the business, like, you know, starting off the business, what is something that you're looking for to do, you know, in 2026 to really kind of get your business going? I know you have an Angie's, but have you tried anything else to get your name out there as far as, you know, marketing?
Yeah, we've done, you know, several things. Oh my gosh, I gotta put AirPods in. This is crazy. I can't even talk. It's like working my own voice.
All right, here we go. Hopefully, this is a little bit better. So yeah, as far as marketing has gone, I mean, we've done a lot of things. As far as like we've walked around with flyers.
Okay.
You know, we've gone door to door. We have our website. We are actually in the process right now of starting a clothing drive. You know, just to get back to the community a little bit, just to try to, you know, meet some people and, you know, get our name out there a little bit. My grandma's a part of like Hope House and
oh,
you know,
cool.
all these, like nonprofit organizations. So we're doing that. My partner is the coach of the Wayne basketball team. So, we pay Primetime 585 to advertise for us, which has been pretty nice. And then the last thing is my partner also made a donation to the school that he coaches for to get our logo on the side of the varsity basketball games.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like the logo that you guys have. It's like a little fire, like a little, you know, it has the heat and the fire. And then you have like a little, snowflake right there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. So, you know, I'm glad you have your you don't have your eggs in one basket, which is good. And, you know, having Google, right? So you mentioned a lot of great things. I did see that you didn't mention Google. Well, that's, you know, one of the biggest word of mouth. So what I tell my customers all the time is we use it all day, every day, right? When we're looking for directions, when we're looking for restaurants, hotels, whatever the case may be, people, you know, have Google programmed on their phone, tablet, or even, you know, obviously their computer. And what we do is make sure that you, once again, get programmed in for those keywords. So not only coming up as a top recommended option, but when people do a search for your business in general, right, if they don't know the name of your business, right, if they don't know the website or whatever the case may be, people want to see a little bit more of online presence, right? Because, you know, in 2025, that's where majority of the decisions are made for the most part online, right? So let's say you pass out flyers, people want to double check a little bit more of the work you've done, and looking at your website, looking at your Google business profile, that's a huge help to getting your name out there. And then having, you know, those stars on Google as well. So if you have those, I think you have reviews on Angie, if you can have those reviews on your Google business profile, that is where it's going to be more beneficial to your business. Why? Because with Google, what you're doing is you're promoting your company as a sole entity, right? When you're using Angie's or HomeAdvisor, right, those are companies that, you know, it's a platform that you use them. And if you were to cancel, you know, they keep your reviews, they keep everything that you have online. With Google, if you were to cancel, that's your Google business profile, and that's the end. Like, you're the owner of that profile, and you can manage it, you know, as you please. We don't only just focus on Google. We want to get you – yeah, go ahead.
Can I just pause you, because I want to, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, not wasting people's time. Can I get Nick in the call so you don't have to say all this again?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about, yeah, absolutely. I thought he was already in the call.
No,
yeah, okay.
No, yeah. You're good. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to remember all this. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah,
I
don't worry. No, absolutely. All right,
Get him in here. And all right, I'm calling him right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you there, Chris?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so I got my partner here. Nick, this is Chris. Chris, this is Nick.
All right, Nick. Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself, Nick?
Good.
Good, good. All right, well, I was just speaking to Hunter, just wanted to kind of touch base with you guys regarding a program we have available as far as a Google listing, right? So what I was explaining to him is that you guys have a lot of marketing and things in place already. One of the things the question that I asked Hunter was, you know, what other things that, you know, you feel can help you out? Well, he mentioned a lot of advertisement and marketing, but one of the things I do see missing for the company is a Google business profile and having your company optimized so you guys are coming up as a top recommended option. So what we would do, pretty much in a nutshell, is get you guys programmed in for every single keyword. And I think one of the biggest things you guys really want to focus on are installs, right? I know you guys are doing service calls, but I think installs is the main thing you guys really want to focus on. So that's an actual, you know, specific keyword that we can get you guys programmed in. So when people type in that keyword, you guys are coming up as a top recommended option, right? So that's something that we can do for your business. And then I did want to mention the other things that come in with the package we're offering. So we're not only using Google to get you guys found. We put you on other directories like Yelp, right? That's another directory people use. We program you on Apple Maps. We also get you on Facebook. And then Bing, which is another search engine. I don't know if you guys use that, but that's through Microsoft, right? So what we would do is we would cover all those bases digitally. And I know you guys are doing a lot of business, you know, when it comes to flyers and getting your name out there through the basketball team, right, and so forth. But this would pretty much cover the rest of the bases that you would need to get your company out there as a sole entity and then get your customers coming in through that platform as well, which is obviously Google. So I did just have a few questions. I was asking punch of this, but as far as, you know, getting your name on Google, have you guys ever thought about that or posting your, having a Google business profile?
Yeah, we were talking about it. We were trying to figure out what to do with that. I guess my only worry is, like, how many people are out there putting in, you know, HVAC install, or more likely, like, I want it to come up as if, you know, HVAC companies near me, like somebody, like stuff like that, would they also come up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just did a, we're Google partners, right? So we've been in business for about 20 years. So our job is to make sure that we get people programmed in on that first page. Because here's the thing, if people are typing in the keyword, we want you guys to come up on the first page of the top recommended option, right? I mean, it's just like when you look for a restaurant, you look, you know, for two things for the most part. People coming up on that first page, you look for a website to see what kind of food they have, and then, you know, those star ratings, right? So, you know, just to give you a heads up, HVAC services in about a 50-mile radius from Webster, where you guys are located, there was 913 searches in the past 30 days, right? So it's actually the first, so I just did a perfect search for a 30-day kind of time period. And that's just for HVAC services. So what we would do is we would get you programmed for every single keyword you guys want to come up for. So it's not just HVAC services, but, you know, installs, right? If they're, you know, if they type in heating, cooling, service, maintenance, right? Different types of keywords that you guys would get found for. So that's what we would do for your business, is get you programmed so you guys come up as a top recommend, you know, top recommended option, so they call you guys directly, right? I was also explaining to Hunter that, you know, when you have your Google business profile, right, you guys are the owner of that. So let's say you were to cancel our services, because everything that we do here is a month-to-month service, right? There's no long-term, you know, year contract or anything like that, right? So what we would do is obviously we'd get you programmed and optimized, and let's say you were to cancel our services, you're still going to have your Google business profile. So what you're doing here is you're completely advertising your company as a sole entity online, right? And having a Google business profile, even with recommendations or people that look up your company, if they were to look up your company right now, R&R HVAC LLC, they don't see much unless they know the name of your website or your phone number, right? So if you have your Google business profile, then they would see your website attached to your Google business profile, right? They'll see your reviews. They'll see your company listed in different other platforms as well. The only thing that really comes up when I type in the name of the business is an Angie's listing, and that's pretty much it. I wasn't able to find your website either. I would actually have to know the name of your website or you know the domain, the URL, right, in order for me to find it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's kind of an issue too, because you know people are looking it up and, you know, let's say they misspell a word or whatever the case may be, right? They could even type in service instead of services, or excuse me, services instead of service, and they already, you know, kind of, your website's not coming up. So when they would type in that, right, we would make sure that you come up all over the internet, right? Not just on Google, but other platforms as well. And then, you know, once again, it's a month-to-month service. So the pricing for this, right, it's, you know, we do have Cyber Monday. We didn't work on Thursday, Friday. I mean, today's our first day back, four-day weekend, which is great. And then so all of our packages are 50%. So that price point would stay locked in. And then you would not have to pay, you know, our original pricing. So the Cyber Monday, what it entails, it's pretty much getting you on Google, getting your Google business profile verified, optimized. We'll get you on Facebook. We'll run Facebook targeting ads. We'll get you on Yelp, Bing, and then we'll also get you on Apple Maps, which is, you know, the iPhones, right? If people are searching through that platform as well. So the pricing, usually our packages – well, let me ask you this. I got two packages available. Are you guys licensed and insured?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. If you guys are licensed and insured. So two platforms I have available for you guys today, right? One is called Google Verified, which is a Google, like, pay-per-lead service. And by far, it's the best lead service I've actually dealt with. I've been here for 7 years, guys, and, you know, I've tried Google Ads, and, you know, we sell Yelp ads and everything else, right? Google Verified, Google is actually verifying that you guys are licensed and insured, and they do a background check to make sure that you guys don't have any felonies or, you know, any armed robberies. You know, I don't, I pretty appreciate it.
Damn, my murder charge.
Well, hey.
they let me off the hook for that one.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I was going to say, if it's past 7 years, you're good to go, man. You know,
awesome.
But I think you guys went through a background check with Home Advisor, right?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So with Google, they just want to make sure that, you know, everything's good to go on that end. So that platform is, it once again, it's a pay-per-lead service. So let me find out exactly what the lead cost is for your area. I just want to confirm your zip code, 14580, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So a lead for that, wow. Actually, never mind. It's not available for in your area quite yet. I just went to the back office for Google. Okay, no worries. It'll definitely
be
available.
What about Iranicoy?
What zip code is that?
14609.
14609. Give me 1 second. Oh, yep. 14609. That is correct. Yep. So guess how much a lead is for Google, for the Google Verify. Just rough estimate.
$1.
No surprise. No, I wish. No, it's actually 33 bucks a lead, which is not bad at all, right?
Wow.
So
yeah.
So we deal with the all states, and a lot of the, like California, it's 75 bucks. I just closed a big they have a huge franchise, but they I closed that area on what is it, Wednesday. And their leads was 75 bucks for HVAC. So 33 bucks is very surprisingly, that's very, very good.
So 33
bucks for Google Verified. Yeah.
What do you consider a lead? Let's just go over that to start because, Angie's is kind of starting to get on my last nerve because, you know, they're supposed to give us 10 leads a month and we get people that message us and then turn around like, 2 seconds after they message us and say, we want nothing to do with this. We're just looking for numbers. Like,
yeah.
To me, that's not a lead. We don't even get it. We don't even have a conversation.
Agreed.
About even doing the job.
I'm glad you guys asked that question. And here's the reason why the Google Verify program came into place. So Google just brought this program about 2 years ago. They noticed that Angie's, Home Advisor, there's some other companies like Porsche, House, and Thumbtack, I believe. Well, anyways, these are kind of lead service kind of providers, right? And what Google saw that was happening is that these guys would charge a lead, whether it was a good lead or not, and people would still get, you know, get charged for it, right? People would get upset. So what they did is they came about their own program. So the Google Verify program actually comes with an actual account manager for this, right? So it has to be a qualified lead. If they're a tire kicker or someone that's calling you for something you guys don't offer or whatever, they're trying to sell you something, which I would say about 99.9 of the calls will be blocked, those calls that are just, you know, looking for that. And it has to be a solid lead. Now, if it's not a solid lead, Google will credit you that lead back, right? So it's got to be – it's an exclusive lead. It's not shared. You know, if they're on the phone with you and you're quoting them, then that's a good lead. Now, if you're on the phone and they're just kind of – they hang up or whatever the case may be and you don't even get a chance to speak to them, then that's not considered a lead, right? So that's why Google came about that program because they want – once again, they want to maximize your your profits, right? Before, I don't know if you guys have heard of Google Ads, like a pay-per-click kind of campaign with Google.
No.
Okay. So Google is really focused on pay-per-click, which is an ad. Now what they're doing is really focusing on the Google Verified, which is the lead program, which is a direct exclusive lead to you guys, right? So that's something that, you know, they came about. And their requirements for this is a minimum of $250,000 and general liability, and then you just have to have a license for, for HVAC, which you guys mentioned you guys do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So that would be the best program available. So, the Black Friday, well, Cyber Monday, same thing, right? Special gives all of our packages 50%. So Google, we have to do a background check. We have to do an application. That's $250, right, for that application fee. And then it's It's $299 every month after that. So you're looking at $549 to start that platform, and then $299. And then once you get approved for that program, then the leads will come into play. So if you're looking at 13 leads, because they're requiring 13 leads minimum, you're looking at $574 for 13 leads a month minimum, right, in lead fees. That's after you guys get approved for that platform. But once again, that's, in my experience, that's the best platform because you're getting the leads through Google, right? And if it's not a quality lead, then you're not going to get charged for it, right? And, you know, they're backing you up in insurance. They're vouching for your company that you guys are a top recommended option. I mean, it's not only you're talking about getting the first page on the map section, but you're looking to be on the first page at the very top for the leads as well. So that's one option you guys can go through if you guys are doing it in that area, the zip code we typed in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was just saying, like, what are other – I mean, that's like – I'm not saying it's too much down the road, but
yeah,
right now with us only kind of doing this part-time, like, we're trying to get to where we can – where Hunter can leave his job and do this full-time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a lot of money for, you know, a month when we have – when we're only – right now currently only getting, like, you know, one or two – or probably, like, three or four installs a month, you know.
Right. Okay. The other.
What would we have to do to just get to Google though? Like, so
okay.
We can get our website and stuff.
Right. Okay. So the other option is the second option. That was the lead option. The other option is $299, and there's a $99 programming fee. So that's much more affordable to start with. You guys can always upgrade to the other package at any time. So that's $398 to start, and then $299 every month after that. Right, so it's the month-to-month program. So that gets you everything we mentioned besides those leads through Google, right? So that gets you your Google business profile. It gets you optimized for those keywords, focusing on the installs, right? That's what we're going to do and get you programmed for that. We're going to get you on Facebook. We're going to get you on Apple Maps, Bing. We're going to get you on Yelp as well, and then we'll get you on the voice-activated searches, right? So that platform includes all that. So the other platform, if you guys take a look at the pricing, the other platform, the reason why it's $549 is because it includes that $250 in that application fee through Google, right? And then after you get approved, then you would be charged for those leads. So, but it's still the $299 plus the $249 or $250 that made up the $549. In this case, if we're not doing the Google verified and you're just sticking to the Google programming, then it's $398 to start, and it's $299 every month after that. So, and that price would stay the same. So, you know, you're looking about $10 a day to get your company found on Google, right? So if you guys want to start that program, you can easily upgrade to the leads down the road once you guys get some traction going on with Google. So that's
okay,
always
what is
on
your, what is your, and again, I'm not saying that we're going to cancel, but what is your cancellation fee if, like, you know,
great question.
I want to make sure that it's also not just going to be like, I know you said you couldn't find it for, so the Google search, the leads you said you couldn't find for the zip code I originally gave you. Now, if I was sitting in Webster, New York, which is a town over from Irondequoit, and I type in, which is the 14580, I type in HVAC company needed,
yes.
Or like, you know, something. Well, we still pop up in the top. You know, top 3-4 candidates, and will it come up with our website?
Absolutely, it will. It will. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you programmed, and then I think Hunter mentioned a 50-mile radius, about an hour where you guys are located. You guys are able to service clients. So we'll get you found in that radius. So the reason why that lead program, it's only available in certain zip codes because of Google kind of did it that way. With the programming, with the SEO, you can get programmed in a 50-mile radius. So absolutely, you can get you from.
Hey, do you guys need me? Can I let you guys go and finish this convo? I was gonna say I gotta run in here and get this call situated.
Okay.
No, I can do it.
Okay.
All right. If I hang up, Chris, I hope it won't.
No, you know, no, you're,
take
you should
call away.
You should be fine. Or who am I speaking to, Hunter or right now?
This is Hunter speaking right now. Yeah.
Okay, so who's leaving, Hunter or
I'm leaving Hunter. Hunter's leaving. My number is 0895. So Nick will stay on here. If you guys get disconnected, do you have Nick's number?
I don't. What is Nick's number?
585.
Okay.
831-6192.
6192. Okay, I got it now. Thank you, Hunter. All right.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
See you, Nick.
Yeah, you as well. All right. Nick, you still there? Nick?